It's hot off the wire with Al Freedom.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Hot off the wire. Okay, Hot off the wire brought to you by the 45th annual NAACP Image Awards. Comes home to TV One tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. Also, you want to catch the red carpet 1 hour pre-show. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Only one TV One. On top of the trial, he's facing for an assault charge in D.C., which is actually set for April. The man who claims Chris Brown punched him is now suing him for $1.5 million. The guy also says Breezy's security guard hit him, too. That attack allegedly took place outside the W Hotel in downtown D.C. last October. Big Boi has responded to the divorce papers filed by his wife. She wants sole custody of their underage child, but Big Boi is asking for joint physical and legal custody, but Big Boi says he's going to pay whatever amount of child support the state of Georgia requires.
Well, he says if he doesn't get the physical, that's fine. He'll just take the joint.
Probably. Wow. Okay. All right.
You like the fake laugh?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. But,
all right. But a judge
is making some changes to the amount of child support Ludacris has to pay his baby mama.
Luda.
Yeah, Tamika Fuller. Now, remember, this is his break baby. They have a two-month-old daughter. Now, the judge lowered his child support payments from $15,000 per month to $7,000. Now, Luda had initially said he could only afford $18,000. Mm. Now, why did he lower these payments? Because Luda apparently only made $55,000 last year. But as Russ said, that's probably the salary he takes from his company. So, because how would a judge make him pay more than his salary in child support? Right?
You know, I don't know the law, but I don't know if they can go after his LLCs and
No, they can't.
Are you sure?
I mean,
if he's making
because anybody
money,
could do that.
I mean, that's income, though, right?
Yeah, but what if he has the company and the company's with somebody else and it's not his income, it's going to his company, not him.
Right,
he
that's
takes
true.
A salary. That's why you do that.
I don't know the law.
His girl was certainly Instagramming pictures of that brand new six-figure Porsche. It's bad. That's like $150,000 right there.
Huh. She was just kind of like, let me let you know something, girl. I got the car. You got the baby.
Exactly.
And he paid for her school tuition.
He paid for her school tuition. She wants to be a doctor, so that's very
I will
expensive.
Be educated. Yeah. Shoot.
But, you know, actually, you might come out better if you go ahead and get
it. It ain't nothing but guilt money, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's all it is, honey bunny. 50 Cent is parting ways with Shady Aftermath Entertainment and Interscope Records in favor of an independent future. This doesn't sound smart to me, but he inked a deal with Caroline Distribution. They're going to allow him and G-Unit to go independent after 12 years under Shady Aftermath, which seems like it's been 12 years. 50 thanked his mentors, Eminem and Dr. Dre, for giving him the opportunity. He says he's learned so much from them. Now, his first album under the new deal is going to be called Animal Ambition, and it's going to come out June 3rd. But, you know, this album has been delayed.
But what if it's like really fire? You know what I mean?
Well,
he's got to like show these guys up.
Yeah, but see, under independent, he doesn't have to make all the money to pay Eminem, to pay right. Dr. Dre. If he sells 100,000 of them, that's right. really success,
that's
really.
Okay. Kris Jenner's hold on Kim Kardashian is apparently slipping away, and it's all thanks to Kanye West. They say Kanye West taking control of her business affairs. He doesn't want her out there like she's been out there. Meanwhile, Kim tweeted that she never had butt implants. She's talking about, you know what, you people that are using pics of me 15 pounds skinnier before I had the baby compared to me to now, I still have weight to lose. Excuse me, but it's all in your ass, honey. That's why we're saying it. I'm Al Freedas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com and hit me up via Twitter @FreedasFlix.